I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the shockingly dumb things we've done as a country, a great example of what I call GAS, Great American Stupid, is not collating our jobs numbers to our immigration numbers. No relation between the two. We don't have jobs for millions of people. I would take them anyway. But it's illegal to put them on welfare. What will they do here? Well, the Democrats had to commit mass-level fraud to keep their illegals. But it's not just that dumb. What's the illegals? I mean, that's a law-breaking. This Democrats, you know what Democrats do? Voter drive. Replacement voters. But what about the million immigrant visas a year that Congress has approved? 1 million. Let's see. How many jobs do we create in a month? Now that we're getting honest job numbers, I think they're honest. Maybe they're not. I don't know. It's still Biden people inside the Bureau of Labor Statistics putting these numbers out. I mean, if they lied for Joe Biden, said he created 880,000 jobs that they then said, oops, yeah, they were never real. Sorry. Folks, we had entire quarters with no job creation net of any kind. And yet, we were taking, forget the illegals, we were taking a million visa-holding immigrants a year. Just come on in to work where? I don't know. Well, isn't it against federal law for you as an immigrant to be on welfare? Yeah, it is. So they had to turn the fraud controls down to zero. That's how we got here in this country. Folks, we just created 60,000 jobs, okay? Just the legal immigration levels that Congress has set. You know, we're taking in a million a year, right? That doesn't add up. We don't have enough jobs for us, much less them. It doesn't work. Not even with the million. Not at 60,000 a month. It doesn't work. Now, look, Trump, I think, is going to fix this. And part of it is being tamped down, by the economic attack by the Democrats over at the Federal Reserve. They know each rate point drop is a million jobs. And they've used every excuse in the book. I mean, look, inflation right now is historically low. We should be dropping rates, but they know that'll lead to job creation. They've got to stop it. They're Democrats. They're economic arsonists. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is trying to wring every last job out for Americans that he can. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Transportation Secretary Duffy just wiped off the books 9,500 commercial driver's licenses that were illegally issued. They were issued to illegals. America should be doing those jobs. And for higher pay, and they're going to have to pay more now because the illegals have been removed. 9,500 jobs, that's massive. In fact, 53% of the commercial drive, those used to be good paying jobs. 53% of the commercial driver's licenses issued by the state of New York this week, we learned what? They're illegal. So Trump is looking under every rock for jobs, and he's succeeding, folks. These numbers are incredible. 271,000 fewer federal bureaucrats, they were fired or took the buyout package. Means our children won't have to be debt slaves to pay their bills. And again, have you even noticed that they're gone? Has it made any difference in your life? No, they were just Democrats on payrolls. Meanwhile, Americans, the number of native-born Americans employed is up more than 2.6 million over the last 12 months. That's an incredible number. While the number of foreign-born workers, they're losing ground, fallen by 21,000. Now, that sounds like a small number, but it's not when you consider that they're not gaining at all. 25% of the job growth under Joe Biden was foreign-born because we were being replaced. That was the goal, replace Americans. Grind us under, make us second-class citizens in our own country. So when you look at the total for the Biden administration, 46% of the jobs created, 6.5 million, went to foreigners, while 54% went to Americans, but it was accelerating, growing at a faster rate, 25% increase versus 6% for natives, you know, i.e. actual Americans. Trump has reversed all of that. But look, give the guy a chance. It hasn't even been a year. We got to chill. We really do. They are looking under every rock for jobs that should be ours, and they're finding a lot of them. Again, the 9,500 just this week that Transportation Secretary Duffy just wiped those commercial driver's licenses out because they're held by illegals. Well, guess what? Now that illegals can't apply for these jobs anymore, the number of actual available truck drivers, way down. What does that mean? Wages go up. We're putting this right. And that's why you're seeing what you're seeing overnight. Donald Trump just cracking down on third world immigration to the United States, adding Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria to the list of restricted countries. Why? Congress, yes, can approve a million visas a year, but Trump, one by one by one, one country by one, can say, hey, yeah, national security threat, I'm taking that country off. What is he doing? He's cutting down the number of places these people can come from to cut down the visas. There are not enough jobs for us, never mind them. What does that mean? Fewer workers in the pool, wages go up, and the war on the American worker stops. All of this is related. By the way, he also added Angola, Antigua. I don't even know where the heck these places are. Benin? Where is that? B-E-N-I-N? I don't even know. Gabon, the Gambia, Malawi, Mauritania, Nigeria, Senegal, Tanzania, Tonga, Zambia, Zimbabwe. We don't need these people, folks. There aren't enough jobs for us. So when you're watching this, this is just as much about wresting back, taking back jobs for Americans, raising wages, sending these visa holders home. Folks, 2 years in, it's going to look great. Just be patient.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.